We see your banner floating proudly in the breeze from every flagstaff and masthead in the land, but its blood-red stripes are emblematical of your own slave-driving cruelty. As you apply the lash to the flesh of your guiltless victim, even the flesh of a wife and mother, shrieking for the restoration of the babe of her bosom, sold to the remorseless slave speculator. We catch the gleam of your illuminated hills, everywhere blazing with bonfires. We mark your gay processions. We note the number of your orators. We listen to the recital of your revolutionary achievements. We see you kneeling at the shrine of freedom as her best, her truest, her sincerest worshippers. Hypocrites, liars, adulterers, tyrants, men-stealers, atheists, professing to believe in the natural equality of the human race, yet dooming a sixth portion of your immense population to beastly servitude, and ranking them among your goods and chattels, professing to believe in the existence of a god, yet trading in his image, and selling those in the shambles for whose redemption the Son of God laid down his life, professing to be Christians, yet withholding the Bible, the means of religious instruction, even the knowledge of the alphabet, from a benighted multitude under terrible penalties, boasting of your democracy, yet determining the rights of men by the texture of their hair and the color of their skin, assuming to be the land of the free and the home of the brave, yet keeping in chains more slaves than any other nation, not excepting slave-cursed Brazil, prating of your morality and honesty, yet denying the rights of marriage to 3 millions of human beings, and plundering them of all their hard earnings, affecting to be horror-struck in view of the foreign slave trade, yet eagerly pursuing a domestic traffic equally cruel and unnatural, and reducing to slavery not less than 70,000 new victims annually, vaunting of your freedom of speech and of the press, your matchless constitution, and your glorious union, yet denouncing as traitors and treating as outlaws those who have the courage and fidelity to plead for immediate, untrammeled, universal emancipation. Monsters that ye are, how can ye expect to escape the scorn of the world and the wrath of heaven? Emancipate your slaves, if you would redeem your tarnished character, if you would obtain forgiveness here and salvation hereafter. Until you do so, there will be a stain upon your national escutcheon, which all the waters of the Atlantic cannot wash out. It is thus that,